tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned. I am here with the coach, John Brett.
Man, I'm here with the vet, Mr. N. Griffin.
What's going on, man?
I don't know. I see a big old G over there.
This is Garth Brooks here. Yeah. So hey, you know, earlier in the year, we talked about how big the red wave was going to happen.
Yes.
And then I think the dynamics have changed dramatically over the Supreme Court decision. And I still think the Republicans will take some seats, but it won't be the wave that we thought it was. Now, I got a couple of different opinions on all this here, because I've heard some people go, well, you know, Roe versus Wade, all the women are going to come out. Well, those people that were all concerned, wouldn't they vote for it anyway? I'm just asking that question that are maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, I think it's going to – I really think that every election cycle, there's something that happens that gets more people out to vote. And if that does happen, whichever side gets that vote out,
yep,
usually makes a splash. And like you said, 6 months ago, if we would have had this podcast, we'd have said, you know, prior to the Dobbs decision, Dobbs and Jackson, that not only were they going to – the Republicans would probably pick up 40, 45 seats in the House. They would probably swing the Senate, you know, maybe 65, 35.
Yeah.
But I do think because of this, it's going to get that young female, young progressive, maybe people that might not vote a midterm. This is going to get them out for a midterm.
I think the majority of that was already there. What I think is going to be is the little boyfriends are like, I got to go vote with you now.
Oh, my God.
That's
man,
what I think.
I'm telling you right now, this, don't even get me started with this generation of men, whatever you want to call them.
My girlfriend wants me to vote,
whatever.
So I need to vote. Or, you know, she's going to tell me how to vote, you know, because that's how we are today sometimes. Mm. So, because we need people to tell us how to vote. I just wrote an article about that, you know, why should I vote when somebody tells me what to vote for?
Yeah, personal ideology has kind of been out the window lately.
Yeah.
It's like you got to get group identity, tribalism, and identity politics. And once you get all that swirled together, if you want to have friends, you better go vote with them. If not, you might be friendless in Seattle. Who knows?
So right now, you have a president of the United States who normally, when the president of the United States is there, he's normally the leader of the party. But he's having to solicit the previous president that was of the party to help come and push the vote, because I guess he probably ain't getting it done. I don't know. Throwing it out there. So that's one. And then I'm thinking they had to find something. And, you know, each party does it. They find things to cling on to say, hey, this is what I'm going to get the people to vote on.
Yeah.
And Roe versus Wade will definitely be one.
Well, and the Democrats aren't stupid. We always think they're stupid. We
no,
just
they're
think
not.
We just think they're out of their mind, progressive nuts, and, you know.
They're marketing geniuses.
But what has happened is, if you've noticed over the last 2 months since the ruling of Dobbs, their fan base, as I call it, has increased.
Yep.
But second thing is, look at the gas prices are coming down. The economy is picking back up a little bit. We're not really using the word recession, which we should have used recession, when we changed vocabulary.
When we start paying taxes back on the gas, though. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Nope,
but what is
going
to happen is, prior to here and now, I guarantee you, I paid $3.03 for gas yesterday. Probably by November, the first week of November, probably about $2.55. So that whole thing of how great it's going to be there. But you have, I do think, we go back to the Roe versus Wade and the Dobbs and Jackson decision is this. With there not being exceptions in, because there's so many of the country, no matter if you're left or right, believe that a woman should have a right to choose for certain things.
Yep.
If there was a rape or there's incest, or I'm just going to use Down syndrome or whatever, that they should have that right. And other times, past a 14, 15, whatever, heartbeat, yes, leave it alone. But when you say no, a lot of these states are for no reason, dude, I'm telling you right now, that's going to awake a middle, that moderate people that might not come out for, or even some Republicans I've heard, even on some of the talk shows, say, you know, this might be a little too far what Texas is doing or what Oklahoma is doing.
Yeah, Kansas passed a law that was very abortion supportive.
Yeah.
You know, and
they wouldn't have done that 6 months ago before this decision.
But the Supreme Court, pretty much what it said was, I'm punting it down to 50 states.
Well,
making decisions.
In 1973, that's what should have happened, too. It should have been a state-by-state issue. They tried to get states the first trimester, second trimester. They'll let you do the second and third or whatever. But, you know, like we said before when we had our podcast on Roe versus Wade, it was a bad decision constitutionally then.
Yeah.
But when something is part of the society for two or three generations, 50 years, and then you'd say it stops and it doesn't give an exception for these certain reasons, because you have to think about it. The only I'm gonna say the majority of the people that believe in they shouldn't have it no matter what, are your religious right people.
Yeah.
And if you're not a religious right person, then you kind of have this empathy for other people and say, well, if a person is raped, why should they be made to? If a person is incest, why should they be made to? And, you know, using this whole thing, and I hate to say it this way, well, if God's will is God's will, well, I don't believe God's will is for those things. So you have this whole conversations I've been hearing. It's gotten really, it's really got angst. It's really gotten angry at times. And I really don't see a big swing like we thought. And I don't think the Senate's going red. And I really think that the House is going to go red, but barely.
I think the House will go red. But I said originally that the House, the Republicans pick up 40 to 60 seats. I think they'll still pick up about 38 seats.
Do you?
I do. I think this is a big deal. Don't get me wrong. But I don't think it's going to be a blue wave either. I think it's just going to be a little ripple is what it's going to be. It will change some. It will change the close races, you know. And the other ones that we're going to get tidal waved anyway, we're going to get tidal waved anyway. On the Senate side, I think you're right. I think that it'll probably stay, it'll bounce one way or the other by one. It's not going to bounce. Before I thought for sure the Senate was probably going to lean toward the 60 side, but it's not. Somebody will have 51 or 52 and somebody will have 48 now. And I think that's just how it'll be.
And the political dynamics of MAGA and other Republicans kind of having this, you know, fight going on is not a good look right now when it's this close. It's whoever this person pushes for or this one doesn't push for.
But I'll say
it's going to be a little bit ugly.
But there's not really that much fight out there. It's just that we're saying there's a fight because that draws people against it. You know, I mean, I don't see five Republicans and one of them's a MAGA and they're going, I don't like you. I just see them say, oh, yeah, we like to protect guns and they all protect guns. You know, and all that. They kind of go off in their own corners, unlike how it's portrayed in the media.
One of the things that I have seen a little bit of a switch, and you kind of talked about it before, is there used to be this infighting between the Dems where it was the progressive with the old school Democrats. Mm-hmm. Now I see there's this little angst going on with, you know, the MAGA and the old school, what they want to call rhinos or whatever. There's this, which candidate do you pick? Which candidate, if we put this guy here, will he get more votes, the moderate votes? I think right now the dynamic is going to really be big. If Trump decides to announce, which I don't think he will, I think it would be stupid to do. If he announces before the election that he's running for president, I really think that could swing the Democrats picking up a whole lot more votes.
I do too, but I don't think
he'll do it.
I don't think he will.
I've never been able to pick what he's going to do, though.
But he's his own guy. He does what he wants to do. But I'll say, The far left, there's been some infighting. I mean, they're already talking about Pelosi don't need to do this against Manchin and all this other stuff. And we already know the squad's kind of on the far, but each side has their far side stuff.
Sure.
I will say this, though, kind of merge a little bit, is Joe Biden's the president. He's the leader of the Democratic Party. And he's made a point to be known that he's been predominantly the president of the Democratic Party.
Absolutely.
Is what he's not America, because he's come out and said, you know, he's chastised the Republicans. And finally he had to reel it back in, like, oh, I might get
you mean like his deplorable moment?
Yeah, he's had a lot of them, not just one. He likes
that
to
unifier, that divider in chief.
Yeah, he likes to have them every speech. So not like Hillary, she just had it once or twice. He liked to have it every speech. But I would like to see him be the president of the United States. But I will say this, I'm going to give my hats off to him. I don't like it. But he has done one thing that he was going to go down in history as a positive thing that's going to happen. And I did not think it would happen. Is he will be the guy who goes down in history as the president who transformed us to electric energy for vehicles. And I didn't believe it, but I have to throw this out. Ford just announced that in 2024 or 25, that they will produce the last brand new style of gasoline engine for the Ford Mustang. GM and Dodge says they're not even going to go down that lane. They're just going to use the style of engines they got. Ford, and explain it like a 302 or a Coyote engine, they're going to come up with some other engine like a 391 or a Warlock engine, and they're going to put it in production. And normally they put those in production for 7 to 9 years. They're going to run it for 4 to 5 years is what they're expecting, and they'll be all electric. So whether we like it or not, whether we want to be force-fed something in the great country that's a freedom, he will go down in history as a guy who bridges that gap.
And this is a political division just because, you know, I hate to say it, Make America Great Again, the whole thing with that for a lot of people is they like to have traditional things and leave the government to, out of it. But in history, studying history, when it came to the steam engine, when it came to horses going to cars, the cars going to airplanes, technology happens. Changes happen. This is the next one. The only thing that's, that scares me a little bit is we're already having major grid, electrical grid issues.
Yeah, and California, don't drive your electric cars.
Right, and we're making this huge switch right now. At the same time, we really don't have a lot of money. We're only $30 trillion in debt, and we're not changing the infrastructure beforehand. We're kind of doing it at the same time. Now, this is what I'm getting to. And if we get a conservative president, say it's the next one, conservative says, no, we're going back to the country that we want to have gas and oil, it's in a way it's going to hinder the progress.
The big three is already doing their long range plans. They're already past that. But this is my deal. We say like, you know, technology leap, but technology leap would be flying cars, not a wheeled vehicle. I'm just throwing it out
there.
That's true. It would be a flying car that we saw in Jetsons in the 50s. You know, it wouldn't be a wheeled vehicle. And then we this generation right here, right now, is going to burden the evolution of the battery, or they find something else because the battery is not sustainable.
Yeah.
240 miles, I mean, that's a fight against the rural part of the country, because that's unfeasible for us. For me to go to Dallas right now, I couldn't even come back all the way on an electric vehicle without having to pull over and plug in my iPhone charger and hope it does it, you know, or something. I don't know. So.
Well, back to what we started this back on is there's this generation that we have, and you kind of have to try to understand is they want to have the freedom to make a choice. And you hear that, especially the younger generation, it's over 70%. One poll was 81%. Let us have a choice with our bodies, what we want to do. Even male or female, when they vote, they say, give the woman the choice. But in the same aspect, they want the government involved in everything else.
Yeah.
You know, they want the government involved in their school debts. They want the government involved in health care. They want involved in all these things. But stay out of it with this.
Guns.
And guns. So like the issues get turned around and you get...
But both parties are that way.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
I'm a conservative, and I don't want the government involved in anything. But I do believe that maybe, I don't know, when it comes to people, depending on when I define what a child is, if that's murder or not, then I do believe government should be involved in that. But that's just me.
Sure.
That don't mean I'm going to judge anybody else. You're you know. So
I just don't know.
But both sides have that, is they want government less or government more, except for this issue. You know, it's really the abortion issue. You know, it's the pivot.
If you kind of want to know where the temperature is of an issue, it is this Dobbs versus Jackson, Roe v. Wade, what do you want to call it? Because this is kind of the middle where things are, where you swing to one side of your belief, and this is kind of the way you go politically all the way down. If you are on the pro-choice side, you're pretty much a very liberal thinking person. If you're pro-life, you're pretty much a conservative thinking person.
But Coach, let me just say this. I was on the boat the other day, and the guy next to me was conservative, and I said, hey, we do a conservative podcast. And he says, I'm conservative, but I don't like Trump. And I'm like, well, I know many people like that. And I said, and I just threw this out there. I said, Trump runs, if he could win, I said, he'll only be there 4 years, and then the Republicans will lose the White House for the next 8 to 12 years after that.
Right.
I said, but if he doesn't run, most likely the Republicans will pull the White House for 12 or so years. And the lady across goes, if Trump runs, all of us women like our bodies and not men saying about it. And she's 60 years old. I'm like, you're not saying nothing about your body because nothing happened to your body. I'm just going out there. And I'm like, you're already voting. It wouldn't like, because everybody that tells me that was already voting against it anyhow. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you were already at the polls. Didn't you vote last time? Yeah. Who'd you vote? Yeah. Okay. So what does that change?
Well,
so where is that momentum really? Is it really there? And it could be, but I'm asking, or is it just picking up a few stragglers along the way?
Yeah. Well, I think the last thing I'll say on this, I think President 44 Obama said one of the most honest things ever, elections have consequences. And when President Trump became 45 and got to have three Supreme Court justices at the time, that if that would have been Hillary Clinton, there would have been three that would have been liberal. Roe would have been not only still there, a lot of other things would have happened. But because of that happened, it's a good thing for a conservative movement of pro-life. But what might be the backlash of this by Trump putting those three on there and Dobbs happening is it might not be good going down the road for the next 10 or 12 years.
Yeah, short-term loss.
Yes.
But for the states to all have their right to pick their policies and laws.
Well, people forget that states should be making most of these decisions. That's what the – I mean, it says in there, states should make the decision unless it goes against the federal government.
Yeah.
I mean, we always think, oh, the federal government's going to do it and the states should stay out of it. No, that's not the way it's supposed to be.
That's not how our country runs.
No,
it
but
– it might be how you want it to, but that's not how that little document called the Constitution
is set up. If we give the young, educated college students their – what they want, that whole Constitution would be bought up and restarted and it would be over.
Yeah, when almost everybody has told me, says, we need to redo the Constitution. I said, have you read it? Well, no. I said, so read it. Just read it, and then you'll be all right.
And if you don't like it, there's two things you can do. You can amend it, you can amend it, or you can pass new laws.
And it's only a 15-minute read. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah,
it's only a 15-minute read from
the
slow
awesome,
guy
from actually.
Texas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so go vote this November. Don't vote who somebody told you to vote for. Vote for what matters to you.
And don't vote just because your parents voted one way, your race voted one way, your gender slash sex, I call them the same thing, I'm probably getting in trouble for that too, is supposed to because of Roe or because of Trump. Vote what your ideology is. Go vote. Nobody's going to know anyway. Get in behind that curtain and go, who does Ian Griffin want to vote for?
Yeah, vote
who does
for you.
Coach John Brent want to vote
yeah,
for?
Vote
go
you.
Vote for that. Let's
whatever that is. That's it.
And then you can lie and say you voted for the other person. Yeah. Who cares?
So I'm going to say from the coach
to the vet,
it's time to stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned.
Always.